Coach Hubbard. Macy Ketcherside again, once again shining, but she credited her teammates to her success. Shows her unselfishness.
Yeah, well, you know, the first half, we turned the ball over so much and really made some, you know, pretty poor decision-making skills on the offensive end of things. And so, you know, it's very, very rare that we just go to Macy. I mean, we have a very balanced team, and I don't think people always respect that. But, you know, Megan Faust, you know, is usually really on from an offensive standpoint. She wasn't tonight, was turning it over a little bit and was just seemed a little bit, you know, unfocused. And, you know, I just talked to him and said, listen, okay, so this is a rare situation, and, you know, we got some kids that really aren't making plays like they normally do, so let's work hard, take care of the ball, let's get the ball to Macy and see what she can do with it. And clearly, you know, Macy kind of took over in the second half.
It seemed like she would never miss a shot. She did a couple of times, but then there she was aggressive getting the rebounds, and she didn't have a chance to put it back, finding her teammates. So that's obviously a big part for you.
Sure.
You talked about Megan and her struggles tonight. She did have 7 first quarter points. You're thinking, are you thinking maybe she's got 15, 20 in her tonight?
Well, you know, I always think Megan has 15 or 20 in her, and oftentimes she does. But, you know, Megan knew she was struggling tonight, and I can be hard on Megan, and I am. I'm tough on all the kids, but no more tough than they are on themselves. You know, Megan has high expectations of herself and the level of play that she, you know, expects to play at, and, you know, she was disappointed in that, and I know, you know, we had a chat about it at halftime, and I thought Megan, you know, played a little bit better the second half.
Couple of your key players are seniors: Macy Ketcherside, Caitlin McLaughlin, Melina Eaker, who runs some of the offense for you, and Megan Faust. So 4 seniors on the floor basically at all times. You ran a 7-man rotation tonight. Haley Harlow got a couple of minutes in there, but as I was telling Macy, the suffocating defense, and I like the word suffocating because really it feels like there's no room for Hillsboro to do anything whenever they got possession. And yeah, you mentioned the turnovers, but you kind of got them right back. So, obviously, you know, you want to work on the not turning the ball over as much. But talk about that defense and how much you practice with these kids on getting that defense right.
Yeah, well, everything we do is predicated on what we do on the defensive end, and our girls know that. And, you know, to be a good defensive team, you have to be committed to the work daily on it. So every single practice, they know we're going to be working on our defense. We're going to be working on rebounding, you know, those kind of things. And, you know, I still think we could be a better rebounding team than we are sometimes. And some of that's just due to our size. And so we have to do some more fundamentally sound things to be a better rebounding team. But when we're really locked in and focused on the defensive end, I really feel like we can guard about anybody. But it does take everyone on the floor doing their job.
Have you found coaching, I think you said 17 years now, 15 at Missouri Southern, and 2 here at Grandview, have you found that players are more inclined to really work harder on the defensive side of things, or do you sometimes see them mentally maybe focusing a little more on the offense?
Well, first of all, I've coached 29 years.
29 years.
See, I'm a lot older.
How did I short you for 12?
I'm so much older than I look, right?
Yes.
I opened up my career when I was 21 years old at Springfield Catholic in Springfield, Missouri, and, you know, was able to coach some really, really good players there, won back-to-back state championships there before I went on and, you know, spent the rest of my career at the collegiate level. You know, when I came to Grandview, obviously I came because I wanted to be an athletic director. I wanted to get away from the college scene, and, you know, it was just a great opportunity at the time to coach a great bunch of girls. You know, we're 22-4 last year. Right now we sit at 21-2, so really going to be, you know, 2 of the best back-to-back seasons Grandview's ever had. I mean, last year was the most wins ever. You know, we have a chance to tie that for sure and hopefully beat that this year. And no better group than this senior group. I mean, this senior group that we have is a really, really special group. And, you know, when you watch Mo and K-Mac play, they are literally the glue that kind of holds our whole team together, because we're such a defensive-oriented team, and what they bring to the table on that end is what makes us as good a team as we are.
And despite the turnovers tonight with those seniors, I'm sure they don't really let it distract them too much from the end game, which is to always, you know, win the game by, you know, winning by as much as you can. So tonight, you know, you did struggle with the turnovers. It was very noticeable. But then again, like I said, the senior squad, a very strong mentality able to move past that. So as you kind of think about that in the 16-game winning streak going into the districts, you get Cuba in the opening round. And if you get past them, then you're looking at the possibility of playing a Steelville or playing either Steelville or St. Pius. And if you get to the championship, to face off against Central, a very tough district.
Yeah, I think without question, we have one of the best districts out there. You know, I've watched a lot of basketball over the years, and, you know, I see, you know, Central is just an outstanding team, and they're extremely well coached. You know, Steelville, the same thing, very different styles of play, but was able to watch them in a double overtime game earlier in the year.
At the Central Christmas tournament, yeah.
And, you know, I tell you, and then you got West County, who I think is very good as well. Jefferson on their good nights can be very, very good. We handled them very well at their place. But when they're on and they're, you know, taking care of the ball, they're pretty good. So, you know, one of the things that we're just not doing is looking ahead. You know, we know that Cuba, in my opinion, Cuba has the second toughest schedule in our district next to Central. So when you look at their record, it's not really telling of how good of a team they are because of who they've played. So we're not overlooking them. You know, we know what we're facing, and we just got to get some rest and get ready to go on Saturday.
Well, you do a good job of studying your teams, and that's partly mostly the reason why you're 21-2 and you got the win tonight.
Well, thank you.
Congrats.
I appreciate it.
That is Rhonda Hubbard joining us on the Home Poles and Spas of post-game show. Actually, Coach, can I get you one? I need one more question from you. And I hate to put you on the spot here, but we've got a sponsored play of the game brought to us by Unico Bank. Homegrown, locally owned, and locally operated for you. See your local Unico Bank today in Farmington, Park Hills, Potosi, Irondale, and Deloge, or go online at unicobank.com. Coach, I'm going to let you do the honors. Was it one play or a series of plays that you kind of throw out there for play of the game?
Well, I think in the fourth quarter, there were like three straight turnovers where we went into transition, and it moved from a very uncomfortable 10-point game to immediately a 16-point game. And Sarah Faust was the one involved in a lot of those. Mm-hmm. So we did have kind of a few of our backups in there. But that's actually where I thought, you know, we finally got some breathing room. But really early on in the second half, you know, Macy just started making some plays, you know, back to back to back. So it's hard to say, but there were a couple of runs that we made early in the third and then late in the fourth that really kind of, you know, put the spread, as much as it was, it really was a much closer game than what the score indicated.
I agree with that. Yeah. All right, thanks for coming back and answering that on-the-spot question.
Thank you.
All right, that is Rhonda Hubbard. I'll let her go officially this time. We do appreciate her time, and best of luck to Grandview in the Class 3 District 3 tournament, which we will have coverage of on J98, the semifinal rounds on Monday. We hope to see Grandview there.